In this year, we're going to go through the fifth and final letter that we have from the Lubavitcher with Rabbi Emanuel Jacobovitz on Israel's security. The Rebbe and Rabbi Jacobovitz had a long-standing dispute on whether or not it was a good idea to give away land from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Jacobovitz was of the opinion that it was a good idea to give away parts of Judea and Samaria in order to secure peace from the Jewish people's enemies, whereas the Rebbe argued that giving away land would actually endanger Jewish lives and would probably not bring about peace. This final letter is much more succinct than the previous four letters, but it has some interesting innovations over the previous ones. So first, the Rebbe notes, and this is a letter from Yud Aleph Shvat, from the 11th of Shvat, Tavshim Mem Beis, 1982. So the Rebbe says, in response to the notes from Rabbi Jacobowitz, his honorable Torah, which were attached to his letter on Rosh Chodesh Shvat in 1982, with respect to returning parts of the land of Israel to the Arabs, the Bartel Israel Levater al Piyadin b'Shulchan Aruch Chel Shabbos and Mishin Chavtes mibli kol shaychus l'kedushas haaretz. First, as the rabbi spoke about the prohibition based in Shulchan Aruch in Chel Shabbos and the rules of Shabbos, section 329, that one may not return any part of the land of Israel. And the argument here being that one may not return any part of the land of Israel, not because it has anything to do with the land of Israel per se, but because, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that we're not allowed to skimp on the security of border towns. In fact, we have to violate Shabbos to save border towns from even being invaded for financial reasons, because if those border towns fall, then that could jeopardize the lives of all the Jewish people living in the land, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the land of Israel, that could be in any community. So the Rebbe's first point is that you shouldn't give away land based on pikuach nefesh, that it will put Jewish lives at danger. Point two, kein dibarti bizdam tacheres al v'kedushas haaretz. The Rebbe says there is also the point of kedushas haaretz, that the land of Israel is inherently sacred. And kein dibarti al dvar nitzachon shehayu b'nisim gluyim. And furthermore, the Rebbe says that God gave us back the land of Israel with open miracles during the war in 1948, during the Yom Kippur War, and during the Six-Day War, during the 1967 War. And to give away land would be demonstrating ingratitude towards God. Uvikitzer akaponim, and succinctly speaking, hamadubar l'il, that which we said above, hayu b'mayna l'she'ela u'latayna shemes, was said in response to different questions and arguments. Kol mayna masim l'shela achas v'shayna. Each of the three answers is relevant to a different question. Maschel v'ikr, but most pressingly, beginning with the question of l'shela ha'aktualis, the very actual question, the very relevant practical question, al dvar hachzar shtochin b'Yehuda v'shemen v'agolan, with respect to returning land in Judea, Samaria, and the Golan. Val zeh haya hamayna. And based on this, there was the response, Miusad al Yach Saidua Shal Surya Viardin, with respect to the way that Syria and Jordan relate to us, as in Syria and Jordan are not great friends. So as a result, we can't give away land. Uvias Kol Shadachana Asfar, since all of this land, the Golan, Judea, and Samaria is on the border, Shizau Din Boru B'Shulchan Aruch Hanal, which is a clear ruling in this aforementioned Shulchan Aruch, Din Shal Pikuach Nefesh, Afilu al Safik Usfik Sega, that even on a doubt and a remote possibility of lives being endangered, we're not meant to give away any land. We're not meant to allow people into our land, and we're meant to fight for it for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh, for the sake of Jewish lives. And the Gemara explains this to be true even in Narada, a place in Bavel, nothing in Babylon, nothing to do with the land of Israel. Furthermore, there's the question of how can we start up with the nations of the world? And there's also the question for the Gemara Ksuvos that there were three vows. Two of the vows, the Jewish people are not meant to raise up their heads and return to the land of Israel. This is a question with respect to how we're meant to relate to the nations of the world. And upon this answer, there's no relevance with respect to us raising up our heads against the nations of the world when it comes to the lands in the land of Israel. Since the Gemara there is not talking about land the Jewish people already have, but is rather talking about land that the Jewish people have not yet captured and would like to capture. Furthermore, there's a question of since the Jewish people have already, the Israeli politicians have already signed the unfortunate contract of Camp David, they have to be upright and fulfill that which they signed. Upon this, I answer, says the Rabbi, that a contract can only obligate one who is conceding with respect to something which is in his own property. But you're not allowed, you cannot contractually give away that which does not belong to you, but is rather the inheritance of the, an eternal inheritance of the internal people. There's a further question. Given that those who won the war, who won the wars of God in the Six-Day War in the 1948 war was by heretics, meaning that the governments and the generals were not believers in God, did not observe the Torah. Is clearly against God and against His Torah. So we cannot hold on to the land. So upon this, the answer is just the opposite. We saw open miracles that no human could do. Certainly, no heretics could do this. Even if you'll say that they have the genuine status of heretics and they don't have some sort of legal dispensation, that's the way they grew up and they're not trying to attack the religion. And the same is true with respect to other answers to other questions, meaning that each potential answer to why it is that we shouldn't give away land will respond to some different argument. But as we stated with respect to the practical question, the stringency of the question, and the seriousness with which it's a matter of preserving life. Therefore, I have requested and emphasized many times, that the Rebbe says every answer that I give is in response to a particular question. So, and it's not necessarily the case that one answer will be relevant with respect to other questions or other disciplines. We can speak at great length about all that which was said. But certainly for somebody as great as Rabbi Jacobowitz, there's no need for this, and it can all be inferred from the content of the letter.